roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man,
he better pick you.
It's the War of the Roses on C104.
All right, and we remind you that you can hear old War of the Roses episodes on the Odyssey app. That's where we put them all when we're done with them. Okay? All right, we welcome Dave to the show. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
So who are we putting to the test today?
My girlfriend, Trinda.
Trinda, cool name. I like that name. Okay, so why are we putting Trinda to the test?
Well, you remember a couple weekends ago when we first had that big snow that hit?
Yeah, I was stuck in here on Friday night working for no reason. I do remember, yes.
Okay, so, you know, Trinda was involved with a fender bender that night. You know, someone was driving behind her too close, hit the brakes, you know, expected to stop but didn't, and wrecked.
Oh,
you know,
man, that stinks. Is she okay?
No, yeah, she's fine, you know, wasn't even that much damage, but, you know, it's the first time she's ever been in a car accident. Plus, she was alone, so she was kind of freaking out, but anyway, the guy who hit her calls the cops, you know, they both wait in their cars, and the cop eventually shows up. So I guess the cop who came to take their statement was like one of those really nice cops, you know, he calmed her down, he told her exactly what to do. And he just made her feel real safe and relaxed, you know.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, that's not the problem. I guess this cop was so nice to her that he told her if she ever needed anything, you know, don't hesitate to call him on his cell phone.
Oh, huh. Hmm. Okay. Well, but she might need to call him for court testimony or something. Maybe that's what he meant.
I don't know. But, you know, here's the thing. I'm super glad that he showed up and everything, and she was panicking, and, you know, he totally calmed her down. I don't even mind that he told her to even, you know, give him a call if she needed anything. But the problem is when she tells the story to all her friends, it's like she just can't stop gushing about how sweet the cop was, you know, how nice the cop was, how helpful the cop was.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, starting to, you know, bother me a little bit.
Okay.
You know?
But has she called him at all?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I'm not around her all the time, so I don't know.
So you don't like how much she embellishes the virtues of this police officer when she tells the story?
It's like, you know, when I look at her face, and it's the look you have when you're, like, talking about somebody you have a crush on.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. So you want to make sure that's not the case.
Exactly. I mean, I could be blowing this whole thing out of, you know, proportion.
Honestly, I kind of feel like you are. You know, when a cop shows up on a scene, she's alone, it's her first car accident. The number one thing, his priority, is to calm her down. I think that's all he was doing.
You might be right, but I just want to be sure, you know?
Okay. So normally we would run the old pantygram test on a woman, because, you know, women don't send dudes flowers. So we would see if she would send a pretend Victoria's Secret pantygram to another guy. I kind of feel like if we try that, that's a little extreme. Like, I don't think she's going to go for that. We need something a little bit more subtle here. So I think maybe we try roses like we usually do with guys here. So anyways, what we'll do is we'll tell her she won a chance to send flowers to a guy of her choosing. And then let's see who she picks and what she puts on the card. Okay, Dave?
Cool. No problem.
Okay. And before we get started, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, that's fine.
Dialing at random.
Hello,
I'm calling to speak with a Trinda, please.
This is Trinda.
Hey, Trinda, my name is Natalie, and I'm calling you from 1-800-ROSES, America's newest online flower shop. How you doing?
Fine.
Great. So listen, I'm not going to take up, you know, a lot of your time here. I just want to let you know that we're starting a new promotion for the month of February. We're returning the tables on Valentine's Day and letting a woman send roses to the men in their lives. It's completely free, which means it won't cost you a thing, obviously, and you get to send the special guy in your life a dozen roses to, you know, let him know how much you care about him.
Okay, what's the catch here?
The catch is we need to get the word out about the company, so listen, all we ask is that after he gets the flowers, take one picture of them, tag us in the photo. It can either be on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We don't care which one you use. We just want people to know that we're here and we're putting together some great flower arrangements.
Okay, wait. So you guys send the flowers, I take the picture, I tag you, and then that's it?
That is it, and it's completely free.
So you don't need my credit card info or anything?
Nope, not even going to ask you for it.
Okay. yeah, that sounds good to me then, I guess.
Okay, awesome. So the one piece of info I do need from you is the name of the person you'd like us to send the flowers to. Just the first and last name.
Okay, and it can be, like, anybody I choose?
Yes, anybody in the continental U.S. You can send the flowers to President Biden if you want.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Biden is married, so I'm not going to do that. Let me think. This is kind of interesting proposition here. Can I think about it for 1 second?
Oh, my gosh, of course. Take all the time you need.
Okay, I'm just like, the problem is here, it's like the person I want to send them to, I don't know where I would send them, and I don't know if I could get a picture of him with the flowers.
Yeah, we need that for the publicity.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Okay, I guess just send them to David. His last name is H-E-T-O-N.
Okay, and I'm going to get that address from you in a second, but the flowers are going to come with a card. So what message do you want to put on there?
Oh, I don't care. Just put, like, Happy Valentine's Day or something like that.
You don't want anything, like, more personal, intimate?
No, I think Happy Valentine's Day is good.
Okay, can I put you on hold for 1 second before I get the address from you?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, thanks.
Well, Dave, the good news is she picked you.
Oh, man, that was so vague, bro. She obviously had someone else on her mind.
Yeah, I kind of got that impression as well. Did you want us to find out who? I mean, we could go back on and sort of press the issue with her. Like, who was your first choice, maybe? Or
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I know who her first choice was.
Okay. So did you want us to put you on with her so you can talk about it, or?
I'm going to talk to her later about this, man. Thanks for your help, though.
Okay. All right. Okay. Wow. I would love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.